On the seventh floor of the luxury hotel, Fiona stood before the sliding glass door in her bathing suit, combing out her wet tangle of dark hair. She padded barefoot over to the door, slid it open, and stepped out onto the balcony. As she did, her senses were greeted by the roaring crash of the ocean surf far below. The trim 36-year-old woman leaned against the railing and inhaled the mixed scent of sea air and the grilled shrimp that were being prepared somewhere down at the poolside cafe. The sun was hot, and the clear sky faded into the edges of an ocean brilliant with different blues, light crystal blue by the white beaches, and stretching to the sandbar 50 yards out, then intensifying into aquamarine, and finally, from that point all the way to the horizon, a glistening dark blue, like the surface of sparkling sapphire. She glanced down at the gold band that adorned her left hand and the diamond that accompanied it. She had been on her honeymoon for only 10 days, but so much had changed. So many lessons learned in such a short time. Heart knowledge in the ways of friendship, passion, intimacy, and love. As she felt the ocean breeze and contemplated the paradox of having fallen in love with the man she had, she found herself laughing out loud. A mariachi band began playing below. She gazed out at the ocean again, catching a glimpse of a red, yellow, and blue sail gliding over the ocean. She walked back in and picked up her watch from the desk. Her husband, Will Chambers, had been gone only 40 minutes now. She smiled at that and at how she was already longing for his presence. How could she ever have doubted that the two of them should be married and spend the rest of their lives together? Of course, there had been the usual communications problems, and the near impossibility of scheduling time together. The latter was particularly challenging, given the fact that Fiona already had an established music career as a gospel singer and recording artist, and that Will was a 43-year-old globe-trotting trial lawyer. But her greatest fear had always been the unseen, usually unmentioned, but ever-present ghost of Will's first wife, Audra. Fiona didn't know whether it was Will's love for Audra or her tragic murder that had made his forgetting and moving beyond her death so difficult. But in those last 10 days, all doubts had vanished. Fiona was convinced her relationship with Will was no product of coincidence. It was the result of divine matchmaking. She had waited 36 years for the right man. She had had to be certain, but now she was. Not just because Will had come full circle, from an agnostic, former ACLU lawyer to a Bible-toting Christian. Beyond even that, God's hand in their first meeting and in their courtship had been so clearly evident. She glanced over at the television, which had been left on with the volume turned down. Only one cloud darkened the incandescence of their honeymoon. The violence and chaos of the outside world had still managed to invade their lives. Fiona studied the INN news report and the ticker tape of information passing across the bottom of the screen. She was searching now for some recent news about the kidnapping of Secretary of Commerce Kilmer. She reached down and turned the volume up, but there was nothing new. It was the same news that had been flooding the television for the last 12 hours, that the Secretary of Commerce had been captured by a cell group of terrorists who were using Mexico as their base. They had spirited him out of a hotel in Cancun, Mexico, during an economic conference. 2 Secret Service agents had been killed and 1 injured. At the hotel where Will and Fiona were staying in Cozumel, an island only some 40 miles from...